Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
You know why I love this clip? Because it's Woody Harrelson on Saturday Night Live making fun of Big Pharma, making fun of the government, making fun of a situation. And you know what? It's resonating. It's going all across America because that's what comedy does. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. When I first got into this business and I prayed to God, what do you have me doing here? Dear Lord, please tell me. I was on the third floor of my brownstone in St. Louis, in what we call the media room, but it just had a TV and a couch. But that's what we called it, because that's what media room. Well, anyway, so I'm talking with God, and I'm like, God, why you got me on this course? There are people who are so much more brilliant at this, and I was thinking at the time of Dr. Thomas Sowell. And God said to me, literally, I had this conversation, and God said to me, but is he funny? And I went, well, not particularly. And he goes, okay, there you go. You're funny. You have a way of delivering the material that will make people think. Do what I tell you to do, son. And I said, fine. And that's what I did. And so I shifted gears. And what was funny is people would say to me, not funny, haha, but people would say to me, well, Kevin, you know, you're not going to be taken seriously if you're just making jokes all the time. And I went, well, that's not what God said. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We want to do a show called In Comedy There Is Truth. Because it's true. I talk about it all the time. The reason why I love being a comedian, hanging around comedians, is because we speak the truth to each other. We can tell each other stuff in jest, and you go, well, I got to laugh about it, but it is true. It's so revealing, and it is so refreshing when people just say what they're saying. And of course, when it makes you have a chuckle, it lightens it a bit. You can talk about serious subjects with comedy. This is what Woody Harrelson did. Okay, take the biggest drug cartels in the world, and they buy up all the media and the politicians, and people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs over and over. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever thought of the pharmaceutical industry like that? Because if you haven't, it means you are detached. See, I was a person who grew up, my grandparents were not that educated, and you get sick, you go to the doctor, you need a pill, they take a pill, blah, blah, blah. Now, luckily for me, we lived in the country, we had old country doctors, and they weren't trying to pump people full of drugs. I'll tell you a true story. We had friends. My oldest brother had friends, Roy and Nell. They lived right across the street. They actually drove the same cars. They bought the same house. I mean, they were like twin families. And Roy and Nell had two kids, a son, a daughter, and then they had a third child. And this little girl was a playful little girl. You know, blah. She was just running around crazy, having a good time. And then they took her to get vaccinated. And she changed. And I remember Roy and Nell going, having conversations. Now, I was in college, so I wasn't with them all the time. But I remember them having a conversation going, well, once we got her vaccinated, you know, this happened. And we can't figure it out. Doctors are trying to figure it out. Doctors trying to figure it out. And she became a shell of herself. I don't even know what the little girl's doing. But I'm telling you, she overnight became a very different kid. I never thought about the vaccination. Not once. Let's fast forward. talking about some of these drugs kids are taking, Ritalin and whatever. I don't even know the names of drugs, so I'm not even going to pretend that I do. But whatever they are for ADHD, ADD, 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 whatever, here's what I can tell you. You start taking the drugs, you got to take more drugs. They tell you the side effects. You got to take something for the side effects. I've seen them say, if you're already taking an antidepressant and taking this might cause you to be more depressed. It's like, what are you talking about? You're not going to get off of the drugs once you get into the system. Want to look at something else? This girl that talked about being LGBT, she said, what they did was they convinced me as a little child to want to be a boy. So I went for it. I got the puberty blockers. I got this as I aged. I cut off my breasts. I did all kinds of stuff. And she goes, most miserable. I'm miserable. I want to be a girl. They shouldn't have pushed me in that direction. And you know what she said she is now? She is nothing more than a money maker for the pharmaceutical industry. She's got to take all kinds of hormones. She's got to trick her body every single day to not believe that it is a woman, because now she's got to play the role of a boy that she never wanted to play in the first place, because some stupid adults who should have been protecting this child didn't do it. That's where we are. So Woody Harrelson, the shot heard around the world is when he exposed what is going on in Big Pharma. This is why when people say to me, Kevin, why don't you take this one? I don't take medicines. I took an ibuprofen the other day because my back was hurting so bad. It had to be forced on me. I mean, it practically held me down and put it in my mouth like a dog. That's not true. But Melissa goes, you probably ought to take an ibuprofen. But the reason I did it was because we were renovating a house. And I had to work. I couldn't be a piker. I didn't want to be accused of being a leftist. But let me tell you, that's as good as it gets for me. I'm not taking the medicines. If you got to put me under for surgery, do the surgery. Kevin, you can get painkillers. I have painkillers in my medicine cabinet that have expired. I guarantee you, we don't take them. I'm not going to get addicted to your drug. I don't know what they got in them now. They got mRNA, mDNA, MBA. I don't know what they got. The MBA, the MLB. I'm not taking your pills. I don't trust anything that the pharmaceutical industry is doing these days. We blindly take it. You know what it's like? It's like that little message that comes up that says, if you download this software, you have to accept our terms and conditions. Do you read them? Of course not. So when they tell you, take this medicine, you take it. We've been conditioned to do this. We've been conditioned to believe that these people have our best interest in mind. And let me tell you, what we're going to be revealed today and is being revealed to you every single day is this government nor a lot of these corporations have your best interest in mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Is the CDC promoting that we have to do all of these things, right? I don't like profiteering in war. You know,
right.
Think of the billions of dollars that have gone to Big Pharma. But I was getting back to my original point. The last people I would trust with my health is Big Pharma and big government, because neither one of those strike me as caring entities.
Spoken as the perfect redneck hippie. Really. If that message doesn't...
They're all about profit.
Exactly.
They're all about profit.
And both sides know that.
And it's obtained the profit they've made.
I think they've done a lot of studies about vitamin D and how important it was when the people had low levels. They were much more... vulnerable to COVID. Why not tell people that? Can't you make money selling vitamin D? Is it that kind of... What's the worst that could happen?
But that's just it, man. There was only one thing, you know, ivermectin got made into a, you know, horse tranquilizer, a horse whatever it is.
Which it is, but also used by humans.
It used by millions of humans. Hydroxychloroquine got made ridiculous. And there was only one thing that could work, and that's the vaccine, right? And so ultimately, because of that, billions of dollars was made.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Woody Harrelson was on Saturday Night Live. He said the biggest drug cartels in the world buy up all the media and the politicians. He was pitching a movie. He says, this is a script I got. And he says, and people could only come out of their homes if they were to take the drug cartels, the cartels drugs over and over. Welcome back. Woody Harrelson caused a controversy. He's been trending on Twitter for a day. And he caused a massive controversy because he used comedy to call out the thieves and the liars. And I mentioned before that in my conversation with God, he says, Kevin, just be funny. Do what I tell you to do. Be funny. Be clever. The truth will get out. And that's why we did the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. To be funny and talk about this stuff. That's why I'm irreverent when I talk about it. There are already a lot of people covering this stuff seriously. How about somebody cover it and make fun of it? So you can then figure out how to poke a little fun at it, of it. And people go, oh, you know, he's not being so mean-spirited about it, because that's what they tend to tell me. But the underlying part of the comedy is the truth. And that's more powerful. That's why Dave Chappelle is who he is, because he delivers what you're already sort of thinking in a clever way. When he talked about Jussie Smollett, we all knew Jussie Smollett, Smollett had lied. We all knew that. And he delivered it in a way that people are continuing to talk about it. He talked about the transgender and him going to school with all these types of people. And they attacked this man. And you know what we're talking about? He's the only one in that genre, in the comedic field, pushing back against this transgender nonsense. Except us. The guys on my tour, we're pushing back. I talk about it all the time. I'm not going to, if you think you're going to tell me, Kevin, a guy becomes a woman. No, he isn't. He's a freak who decided to change his identity, if you will. But he's still a freak. And I don't care. Doesn't mean he shouldn't be loved. Doesn't mean he shouldn't be treated humanely. But don't try to pretend that that's so. That, oh, I get it. No, you don't. That's not what people do. And I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry that he's got something in his brain that says, I want to be a woman when you're born a man. I get it. But that doesn't mean I have to buy into it. It doesn't mean I have to change the way life works because of somebody's got a freak. If we went around changing things based on people's freaks, I mean, what would this world look like? There's got to be societal norm. Woody Harrelson's talking about the CDC promoting that we have to do all these things. He says billions of dollars going to Big Pharma. He's right. But he said this that's probably most profound. The last people I would trust with my health are big government and Big Pharma. They are not caring entities. And then they go on to talk about what does work. Now, I'm going to repeat for the people that said I was spreading misinformation when I was talking about, you know, what I was, you know, all this nonsense of surrounding Wu flu and telling people you shouldn't be getting this stupid jab, etc., etc. And I can tell you, people listening to this very program have said to me to my face, Kevin, you stopped me from getting the jab. Thank you. You're welcome. But that wasn't my intent. My intent was to tell you what I did. And if you decided to go that route, congratulations. But I was going to let you know there's somebody out there who will stand on principle and has, by the way, proven that he's willing to stand on principle, and that would be me. So that's what I wanted to convey. And look, if your principle is, you know what, Kev, I don't know, I'm going to go ahead and get the shot, I support you 100% to make up your own mind to do what you want to do. If you've got all the information you need and you feel necessary to make up your mind about it, fine. But let me tell you this. Know this with 100% certainty. Your government and every group that was associated with it lied to you about this virus. Every one of them did. We're going to play a 7-minute clip, a mashup, media mashup, in the next segment to prove to you what these people were doing. They were spreading lies and propaganda. And I said it in an earlier broadcast that I did for TV. I said, there is nothing to be believed by this administration. In the government, if it's the so-called experts, dismiss them. Don't believe the. You have a better chance of an expert at the next coat check person you meet than you do with anybody representing this government. And there should be war crimes declared or whatever. I don't know if that's the right thing, but on people like Fauci. And we're going to play clips because this show is going to be dedicated to debunking the debunkers. The people that come on here and go, oh, well, you know, here's, you know, these have all been lies. This is a narrative, and this is what we should be believing. And if you don't believe it, you're a tinfoil hat person. No, you're not. If you don't believe it, you're smart. You're discerning. You're able to think for yourself. You're looking at things pragmatically, and you're saying, you know what? This doesn't jive with common sense. It's like when I keep coming back to Joe Biden talking about Hunter. Oh, I don't know anything about my son's business. That is a blatant lie. You can't have a crackhead son living with you and you not know about his business. Don't try to convince me of that. So, look, this is so common sense it frustrates me at times that I'm going, surely you recognize this, people. I think the people listening to my show, you do. But how do you convey that to others? Are you willing to say to somebody, okay, let me ask you this. You've got a kid, and he's got a drug problem. Are you going to be involved in his life? Are you going to kind of want to know what he's involved in business-wise so it doesn't reflect on you, particularly if you are a senator or a vice president? I'm not stupid, and neither are you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Norfolk Southern Railroad CEO Alan Shaw will appear before a Senate committee next week to face questions about the derailment and leaks of deadly chemicals from a Norfolk Southern freight train outside East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month ago. Also today, Ohio's two senators have introduced a bill designed to beef up rail safety. At least 36 are dead, dozens injured in the head-on crash of two trains near the city of Larissa in central Greece. The Conservative Political Action Committee holds its annual meeting just outside Washington starting today, but some big-name Republicans like former Vice President Pence and RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel will not be there. In Baltimore today, President Biden's attending a Democratic Party retreat. A new FTC report says we in the USA lost about $9 billion to fraud last year, about one-third more than 2021. Rich Johnson, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, folks. I told you we're going to play a media mashup. It's going to last a few minutes, but it'll drive home the point of what we've been talking about here, that these people that are supposed to be protecting you, government, big pharma, I love the public-private partnerships that work together for the greater good. I love it when the nations get together to say, look, we are going to make sure that disease does not spread across the way. But you know what I don't like? When they collude to kill people, to do depopulation, and you started playing around with your DNA, with mRNA and spike proteins, with the knowledge that they knowingly want to kill people. That's what I think is happening. And I know, conspiracy theory. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Listen to the number of times you will hear the words conspiracy theory. You will hear the words debunked, completely debunked, tinfoil hat, etc. To demonize, to try to minimize the people who are looking at Wu Flu with a measure of common sense. And what we're talking about here is the origins of this Wu Flu nonsense. I want you to understand, as you listen to this, that we have a location in China that has a virology lab that has a bat that is not available, that exists nowhere else within 900 miles of this lab, and they want you to believe that as Chinese people are dropping like flies in this area of the world as the epicenter, and then it starts spreading out, they want you to believe that no, this could have originated as an experiment with the army in the United States. No other location had anybody dropping dead from this Wu Flu virus except China, and the rest is history. The rest is what the Democrats and the Chinese did. And if you can convince me that the Chinese have not infiltrated our government after you hear the story of Wu Flu and how there's been not one penny of recompense coming from the Chinese when we know with 100% certainty that this originated there. Here's the clip, the mashup.
Additionally, driven by science, not presidential politics, and the scientists aren't the only ones rankled today by Trump's effort at reputational repair. The New York Times also advances recent reporting on U.S. intelligence agencies, which we learned this week provided intel in the president's PDB as early as January about the lethal spread of COVID. Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories. New York Times reports this, quote, senior Trump administration officials have pushed American spy agencies to hunt for evidence to support an unsubstantiated theory that a government lab in Wuhan, China was the origin of the coronavirus outbreak. That's according to current and former American officials.
How it may have spread from bats to humans continues to be a subject of investigation.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi-Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Here's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh with zero proof suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame. A Chinese official tweeting, it might be U.S. Army who brought the epidemic to Wuhan. But to find the real source of this pandemic, it's best to leave it to science. CNN has spoken to a half dozen virus hunters who right now say anyone who claims they know the exact source of the novel coronavirus is guessing.
They're also pushing U.S. intelligence to find evidence for this theory that the virus was accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan. That's his new angle to feed the wingnuts, to treat this virus like it was a conspiracy of some kind.
It should have never happened. This plague should never have happened. It could have been stopped. But people chose not to stop it.
What people? Tomorrow he'll blame the Spanish flu on Antonio Banderas.
And yet this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that that is simply not true. On Thursday, the intelligence community released a rare statement saying they agree with the scientific consensus that the virus was not man-made.
And even yesterday, you saw some of his supporters, some people on the internet, starting to suggest that it was like a bioweapon, which of course nobody said that. The president never even said that. Just said it may have come out of a lab by mistake. But again, he can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got to chime in on health cures that end up being bad for Americans. He can't sit back and let his own intel community do their jobs. He's always got to go out. He's got to speculate. He's got to make things worse.
It's called being president, to sit back and let those that are supposed to bring you and the American people the facts do that. And you preside and make the right decisions, have the right people with the right expertise, execute what is good for the American people. But he wants to be part of the commentary, part of the punditry, and don't go to noon, Joe. He may pick up the conspiracy theory that this was some weapon. I mean, he just plays on all sets, and it is amazing when we're looking at 63,000 dead Americans and the people that have been tested positive. They are just almost collateral damage to a conversation of conspiracy theorists.
The guy that didn't Tom go to Harvard?
I think so.
I think Tom's a Harvard guy, very well educated. Tom Cotton, a couple of days ago, spouting a conspiracy theory that the Chinese made this virus up.
You have 11
in a lab. You have Rush Limbaugh every day, Presidential Medal, Freedom of Honor. It's hard to say this is the most reckless thing he's ever done, but saying that basically this was just a conspiracy and this was just made up to hurt Donald Trump. He said something yesterday. I can't even keep up with it, but every day he's a new, dangerous conspiracy theory. I mean, this is serious stuff, folks. Don't worry about your ratings for 1 week. Don't try to spool up some of whoever was wearing tinfoil hats in your audience. But that's what's happening. We're still, these conspiracy theorists are still saying things that are going to be extraordinarily dangerous for this country.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you about is this question about the Wuhan lab. We know that it's been debunked that this virus was man-made or modified or anything like that, but as you've reported, the Intelligence Committee has been sort of paying attention to the question of whether it was an accident at a Chinese lab.
And then there's this theory, widely debunked, this paper from two Chinese researchers that says it is plausible that the virus leaked accidentally from one of two labs near the Wuhan seafood market. After an uproar and heated denials by the Chinese government, one of the authors told the Wall Street Journal the paper had been withdrawn because it was not supported by direct proofs. Experienced virus hunters Dashik and Cunningham say the theory is bunk.
People don't keep bats in captivity. Complete baloney.
We don't need to invoke conspiracy theories. It's just basic biology.
In the Washington Post, I believe, suggests that there is kind of a systematic effort to try to kind of push the intelligence community to find evidence to support this theory, this conspiracy theory. And, we've seen that not just in the Trump administration, but in the Bush administration, other administrations where a politically predetermined outcome ends up putting pressure, is applied to the intelligence community, and pressure is put on them. So there's cherry picking. There's stovepiping. Remember those stories around 9/11 and around the Iraq War. I think that it's clearly the case that Trump is divorced from the facts. It's also clearly the case, as Jeremy said, that you can't help but think that the public rebuke, in some sense, here from the intelligence community of this conspiracy theory is kind of a sign of the IC pushing back on Trump and Pompeo and others who seem to be kind of trying to compel them to go out and find evidence to support this theory. And I think that's where, Donald Trump has been super disdainful of the intelligence community, but I'll tell you when his disdain will stop if he can get it to start doing things for him that he finds politically helpful, and certainly pinning something on China that would be a made up but politically opportune development is something he would love to see as he heads towards re-election, to be able to kind of have some kind of supposedly fact-based evidence that he could say, hey, China actually did this and it was more nefarious than we previously thought.
There you go, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Provide a little bit of commentary while that crap was going on. What? Just think about the cabal, the media, all saying the same thing, all same talking points, completely debunked, conspiracy theory, tinfoil hats, all the things I mentioned earlier. And then that last part was pretty telling. Let's not let Trump win, because if it turns out that the Chinese did do what we think they did, he wins. It would validate everything that he says. Now, understand, these are the people that they say is they recognize now is one of our biggest threats. They're worried about China supporting Russia, etc., etc. But I'll ask you this. What are we doing to stop them? What did the Democrats do? The Democrats sided with the Chinese, told us don't call it China virus, Wuhan virus, whatever. Call it coronavirus. I can go on. We got to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I used to think that other governments lied, that the Chinese media lied, the Russian Politburo lied, and that our media was truthful, that our government was truthful. I no longer believe this. And in fact, I believe nothing our government tells us. And I'm pro-government. I understand the need for government. It's govern, right? It's us agreeing that we're going to live by a certain set of communal ideas. For example, we need roads and bridges. We need to regulate an airline industry. You know, when you get up in the air, it's not just you anymore. I understand the need for saying the pilot is in charge, right? I understand these things. I understand if we're going to have a train system, we need to have rules regarding that train system. I understand that somebody has to maintain that stuff. I get it. Most of us get it. The problem is we don't need a government as big as it is, and we don't need a government that wants to feed on itself by eating the very people that fund it. And that's what's happened. We don't have a government that's for us. And I think that it's pretty clear to people paying attention that this is the case. Now, the problem is, how do we translate that to the people that don't get it? I've done this a few times, but and it bears repeating as many times as it needs to be. But let's look at all the things right now that we are dealing with that are blatant lies. For example, the border. We have an invasion, and we have a government that tells us there's no problem at the border. And that invasion is causing massive problems inside of the United States. We have gang wars. We have drugs coming across the border. We have human trafficking. We have an absolute run on resources that citizens don't even have enough. We are not protecting our homeless veterans, our veterans in general. We're not protecting people who have paid into this country. We're not helping them because we're so busy trying to placate people that can't read English, understand English, have no intent on even learning language, learning our culture. They come here with, it used to be to work their butts off and do, you know, get better. It's not like that anymore. They come here for the welfare. And we have Democrats who condone it. Hunter Biden's partnerships. What degree has he compromised America? We all know he's guilty. We all know this guy used his daddy's influence. And as I mentioned before in another program, I don't care if Hunter said, hey, look, my dad's VP, put me on a board. But when you use his influence, when you say, my dad is VP, put me on a board, and I will get him to do things favorable to you, now you've crossed the Rubicon. And Hunter Biden has done that. And his brain-damaged father knows it. And Joe Biden, by the way, is not just compromising his brain damage. He's compromised by what he knows we'll find out about him if the truth comes out. January 6th, what's it really about? The narrative is it was an insurrection by American citizens who decided that we were going to take the law into our own hands and we were going to keep Trump in and we were going to attack Capitol Hill. Nothing could be further from the truth. Only a first-class moron would believe that. And they exist. And I'm going to tell you something else. You can say, let's forget about the election and well, it was stolen, all that. Let's move on. But let me tell you this. Only a moron, again, would believe that Joe Biden won that election legit and that the midterms wasn't the bloodbath that it was supposed to be had they not cheated. Only a moron would believe that we did not, that our ideas are not better, that we're winning in the court of public opinion and we're losing elections because we're being cheated out of them. We've got a DOJ, folks, that works against Americans. The FBI targeting people who don't, teachers who don't want to get a virus, a so-called vaccine. There's nothing more than a death poke. An FBI targeting parents who dare go to school board meetings to say, I'm going to fight for the rights of my children. Really? That's the FBI? An FBI that absolutely, positively, in conjunction with the CIA and the NSA, participated in a coup of the last president. 100% certainty. As certain as I am that the Wuhan virus originated in the Wuhan virology lab in Wuhan, China. Everything about what we're talking about, folks, is about compromise. We've got a compromised president who's a fake. We've got a compromised government.
who's quite frankly owned by the Chinese. If you haven't figured it out, you're not paying attention. Why do you think that balloon got to float across this country with immunity? Wasn't shot down to the end. Where's the talk about it? Why do you think Joe Biden got millions of dollars into his foundation and classified documents dropped all over the place? Hunter Biden has a Chinese assistant who barely speaks English. Hunter Biden is admittedly in partnership with the highest ranking military intelligence officer, as he put it. There's no question about anything I've just said. It's not, it is a fact. Everything I just told you is a fact. Hunter Biden and his family getting set up to get millions of dollars from the Chinese. Who knows how much they got? You've heard these clips that have been played. We talked about this the other day. All I'm telling you is this. Look at any of the things that the Democrats are, we're going to fix this and we're going to do this and Donald Trump's fault. The inflation is Donald Trump's fault. There was no inflation when Trump was president. Well, the invasion of Ukraine is Donald Trump's fault. Well, there was no invasion when Donald Trump was president. I got your answers for you. And this great economy that has Joe Biden telling people, well, listen, there's a reason why people are down. Let me just let you hear it in his own voice.
So I think things are a little out of whack, and I don't blame people for being down. You know, when you had a year, 2 years of the pandemic, kids out of school, the mental health problems in the country are seriously increased, especially among young people. Some things are, for example, even if you're feeling down about employment, they got better jobs. They're making more money. Inflation is still higher than it should be, and, you know, everything from gasoline prices to a war going on in Ukraine. I mean, so I can't think of a time when there's been greater uncertainty, notwithstanding the fact we've created 800,000 manufacturing jobs. We're better off than virtually any other major nation in the world economically. But it's understandable why people are just down.
This is so funny to listen to. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You would think this dude doesn't know he's the one running the show. It's out of whack. Well, there's a pandemic. I mean, yeah, kids out of school, you know, people dealing with mental health issues. But we have better jobs. They're making more money. Oh, but there is that inflation thing that I created. Oh, yeah, inflation is higher. Gas prices are higher. Yeah, but hey, let's be optimistic. But I do understand why people are down. They're down because you suck as president. That's why they're down. There's no secret sauce here. Joe Biden and the Democrats act like they ought to figure it out. Everything he's taught. Well, Trump had the pandemic. He built the economy back from the pandemic. And you know what the Democrats did? They said, don't believe anything he says. Trump says, hey, Wu flu, it's a Chinese fault. It's not the Chinese fault. And the Democrats, folks, I want to repeat this. They joined in with the Chinese to say, don't you badmouth Chinese. Remember the whole stop Chinese hate. Stop Asian hate. Where do you think that money came from? How much do you believe China is putting into our economy in order to promote itself? Guys, let me tell you something. I lived there for enough of a time to tell you this. The Chinese are taking the money that they make off of us in trade. They're bolstering that. They're putting it back into the country. And that's why they have, I think the rumor is, over 2,000 spies in America. That's why Joe Biden won't do anything about Chinese stealing our intellectual property. You know who was doing something about that? Donald Trump. Biden's not going to do anything about it. Biden increased the debt. I don't know what. Go look at what our trade deficit was in 2022 with the Chinese. I will almost bet you, I'm not almost, I will bet you dollars to dog turds, it's higher, much higher. Go look at our trade deficit overall. You think it's shrinking or growing?
under Biden. And that's with supply chain issues. Joe Biden is a mental midget.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.